Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is January 14th, 2015. This is episode 106 of The Big Show. I am really thrilled to have you here. I think we've got great stuff to talk about today. Just a ton of cool, cool stuff. And really, I want to build on what I was talking about last week. Last week, I was talking about how the future of mobile commerce starts now. And what's really important to note is that when we talk about the future of mobile commerce, we're really talking about the future of commerce overall. Mobile commerce, one of the reasons that I believe e-commerce is so big and so much bigger than it's often given credit for, and so much bigger than the typical stats show, is because the fact that your customers carry the internet in their pockets. They are using their mobile devices all day, every day. Mobile is at the centerpiece of people's lives right now. So much so, I was reading a thing the other day. I will link to it in the show notes. And unfortunately, I don't recall the source. I don't have it in front of me at the moment. But I was reading a thing about how we're actually putting our physical health at risk to a certain degree because of what they call text neck. These are people who have their heads buried in their chest. You know, they've got their chin on their chest all day, staring down at their mobile device and actually putting themselves at physical risk of hurting their neck for the longer term. I'm not going to lie. I think that's probably not going to be a crisis because we went through similar things with people with carpal tunnel and the like, and many people have worked through those and found ways to adapt and found more ergonomic ways. I do feel bad for anybody who's suffering from text neck right now, and I hope you're not one of them. I also think that, you know, in time we will figure this one out. We're pretty adaptable creatures, us human beings. And really, my point today was not to talk about text neck or anything along those lines. It's to talk about how mobile integrates itself so fully into the overall commerce experience, thus making almost every shopping experience e-commerce. It's one of the reasons I say it's all e-commerce all the time. And what we're seeing are many, many businesses that understand this fact and are using that to their advantage. Mobile Commerce Daily had a couple of examples from their most recent NRF conference, National Retail Foundation Federation conference, that talked about how a company like Birchbox puts a lot of emphasis on customer choice to help customers get what they need. Now, Birchbox started as an online retailer, but they've opened storefronts to have people come in and sample the products. It's actually designed as a showroom. They're also sending people samples that they can try out. They can assemble their own product sampler to see what they like so that they'll turn around and buy it, whether they buy it in store or whether they buy it online or whether they buy it through the mobile app. It's all the same to Birchbox. They're trying to make it easy for the customers to have their customers to have the choice that they want. There's another piece on Mobile Commerce Daily, also from the National Retail Federation conference, that talks about how Gap is ramping up mobile so that they can incorporate that into their actual store experience. They're putting tablets and mobile devices in the hands of their employees. This is according to Roger Kibbe, who's the director of Omnichannel Architecture at Gap. He said that customers are coming in with mobile devices, so we need to equip our associates with mobile devices that allow them to check inventories, place orders online, ship from a store. They've really come to understand, companies like these, something that an old boss of mine used to say, guy I worked for years ago always talked about the power of and, A-N-D. He always said that too often when you were talking to people about the various options, they were presented to you in an either or fashion. You could do this or you could do that. You can do item A or you can do item B, to choose one from column A or choose one from column B. And he said that there's real power in the word and. How do we make it that it is column A and column B? Birchbox and The Gap and people like that are coming to understand that if we combine what customers are doing already with the things that you're good at, in the case of The Gap, actually having physical stores where people can try things on and experience the clothes and feel them and see how they look on them and things like that. If you're Birchbox, letting people come in and try on the makeup and all of that and make that work for you, that's a really huge benefit. So much so that actually eMarketer has research that shows big box brands have a huge, huge benefit over Amazon in that they have real estate. Yes, that real estate has a cost. Yes, that real estate has various challenges associated with it. At the same time, it's a core differentiator. It is something that they can offer customers that Amazon today cannot. Unfortunately, and this is according to eMarketer, they said that stores aren't keeping up with consumers' desires to, quote, buy anywhere, fulfill anywhere, return anywhere as often as they'd like. The company that did the study was L2. Again, this is a quote from eMarketer, found that while 88% of big box brands were set up for e-commerce, less than one-third offered same-day delivery, and there's still that other half that didn't facilitate in-store pickup. That's a huge wasted opportunity and a huge miss in terms of focusing on the and. How do you serve the needs of the customer online and in physical stores? How do you actually make that work? Another great example of stores that are actually focused on giving customers choice comes from Quartz. Now, Quartz has a whole thing about how the UK's biggest supermarkets are losing sales, and they're losing staff, and they're having to shut down stores. Because, not so much to online, but to other retailers who have entered at the high end of the market and at the low end of the market, we're focused on specific choices people are making, that their customers are making in the marketplace, and saying, how do we help these customers accomplish their goals more specifically? How do we actually provide them what they're looking for most effectively? And that's, again, incredibly powerful, because you're saying, how do we differentiate ourselves? In the case of the big box stores, you can differentiate yourself, or frankly, smaller retailers, a Birchbox, people like that. You can differentiate yourself by saying, look, we have a physical location. Come check us out. Gap seems to be doing a pretty good job of that so far. What you need to do is say, how do we facilitate that for our customers as well? How do we make it easy for them to do what they want to do? If you want to come to the store but buy online, great, we'll make that easy. We're going to put tools and tablets and things like that in the hands of our service staff to help you find what you need and buy what you need, however it works. Even if we don't have it in stock, we can get it immediately. You can pick it up here tomorrow, or we can have it shipped to you. Any of that. We can put it online. When people want to book buy online, you can just have them come into your store and pick it up. Again, all within your capabilities if you focus on how do we solve for our customers' challenges? How do we help them accomplish what they need? And, not or, but and, how do we provide them with the level of service that they expect regardless of where they choose to purchase? And the companies who do that, the businesses that do that, are going to put themselves in a much better position. So that's really the thing you want to think about this week, is focus on the power of and. Focus on how you can do online well, and if you've got a physical location, how you can do offline well, and marry those two things together in a way that is appropriate to the needs of your customers. Do that well, and you'll set yourself up for a lot of success in 2015 and beyond. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. But as ever, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I want to remind you that you can subscribe to the podcast by going to timpeter.com/podcast and clicking on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there. You can also subscribe to us in iTunes or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or you usually can find us under plain old Thinks Out Loud as well. You can email me at podcast@timpeter.com. Again, podcast@timpeter.com. You will find the show notes for this episode, episode 106, at timpeter.com/podcast. So I do hope you check those out and check out the links to the various people I cited in this week's episode. And with that, I hope you have a fantastic rest of the week. I hope you have a great weekend. And I'll look forward to talking to you again next week on Thinks Out Loud. Till then, take care, everybody.